For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're live at Angel Stadium. The Dodgers and Angels getting set for first pitch between these two crosstown rivals. And whether it's home plate seats or meetings at the office, Travis Mathieu apparel is as stylish as it is versatile to keep you looking and feeling your best during your daily routine. Visit TravisMathieu.com to shop today. And this is a special day because one of my favorite former Dodgers is here at the Big A today. He played with them back in 2013. He's a World Series champion with the St. Louis Cardinals, and he's here with his Little League team, and that's Nick Punto. Punto, great to see you.
Good to see you, David. Good to be back.
Here, here are the kids. Come on, cheer for your coach, kid. Yeah, at least somebody likes you still, right?
That's right.
Is it weird being on this side of the rope with your former teammates getting ready for a first pitch?
I tell you what, it really is, but it's kind of nice to be on this side. It's less stressful. You know, I can't go out there and not be 0-for-4 tonight, so that's kind
of
nice.
But I still see the eye of the tiger in you when you're watching batting practice. I could see the juices are starting to come back.
A little bit, but I know that first run to first base, there's going to be a head first dive and probably a pulled hamstring.
When you brought your kids out here, where do you coach Little League? Tell everybody where Nick Punto's at these days.
We are in Ladera Ranch, California. This is my 10U All-Star team. Bunch of grinders, bunch of little grindy grinders. Yeah. They had a good run last year, but we're hoping for a little better year this year and go all the way.
Grinders sounds like their coach.
They are a little grindy, yeah. They're good players, good kids, and they're hungry to get better every day.
Is it amazing for you to look at Justin Turner walk over here?
Yes.
I was not sold on him being able to replace you and Skip Schumacher, and look at his career now.
Look at him. I mean, he is like three times the player me and Skip are together, and and an even better human being. He's one of my good buddies. Awesome guy, and I'm you know, it's so fun to see him be successful.
You talk about a grinder. He has a lot of talent, but he seems to still embody everything that you and Skip had with the Dodgers.
He just is. He's a total package guy. You know, all his teammates love him. The league respects him. He just goes about it the right way. He does so much work, so much charity work. Him and his wife are just phenomenal people.
Nick, you mentioned Hyunjin Ryu. You were teammates with him when he broke in 2013. He's starting tonight and is off to an incredible start. What's the biggest difference, or is he the same guy?
You know what? He just really has so much command of all these pitches now. I feel like, you know, he might be throwing 92 miles an hour, but because of all the command with his off-speed pitches, that 92 plays like 96, and he's just dominating. It's fun to watch.
Is it amazing knowing him as well as you did when you were teammates?
Look out, boys.
Incoming. When you got Kenley Jansen trying to catch things, things are not going to go well. But when you look at Ryu, the preparation in between is almost the same, Nick. It's nothing's changed as far as his preparation, meaning he's not like Kershaw.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, there's only one Kershaw. I mean, I don't know that anybody could really do that, besides maybe Nolan Ryan back in the day. You know, Kershaw's just an animal. He has his routine. It's super regimented. But, you know, everybody's different, and Hyunjin does it the right way as well.
How good is this Dodger team?
So good. I mean, it's ridiculous. I feel like they just get better every year. It's unbelievable.
Nick Punto is our guest, the former Dodger here at Angel Stadium. Nick, you mentioned Clayton Kershaw. You meant so much to him in his career. How does it make you feel to see him change as a pitcher and still be elite?
He's just incredible. He's just such a phenomenal pitcher, and he'll go down in history. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, but it's never good enough for him. And that's why he's so successful. That's why he's always going to be great, because it'll never be good enough for him.
It's great seeing you. Why don't you go take the team picture?
All right, well, all right. Good seeing you.
There he goes. Nick Punto has been our guest, former Dodger and world champion, with his Little League team from Ladera Ranch, taking a photo with Justin Turner and Kenley Jansen before first pitch. Tim, we'll send it back to you.